grace of God, the guardrail of grace, not meant there to remind us how off we are, but it's there to remind us of who we are. We're children of the King. Hallelujah! Wow. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, and he, God, said unto me, God said to me, Paul said, my grace, excuse me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. When we're weak, we're strong. I'm my strongest when I've been my weakest. When God's strength has come in, when I couldn't do it, God did it. Help me. I like the interpretation, one of the interpretations. My grace is sufficient for thee, my miracle-working power. My grace, my miracle-working power. My strength is made perfect in weakness. What weakness? My inability to make it happen. I mean, you know, a lot of times we do everything we can to make it happen, and it ain't happening. Amen. So God says, my grace is sufficient for you. God told me that with the stuttering. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. I said, well, then you're going to have to talk out of that piece of wood. How many know you can talk straight to God? It was a little disrespectful, but he understood it. I was a little mad, a bit angry. If you called me to preach, you ought to take this away. After all, I fasted 3 times over the year. 3 days, nights, water only. If that ain't good enough, what else going to do it? I may have done everything you got to do, and you wonder, God, if that ain't good enough, forget you. Oh, you wouldn't say that, but you live it out.